Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Tafayim days, the Gemara is discussing how we know the shir of 10 Tfachim. It started on Tafayim and Aleph. How do we know the shir of 10 Tfachim? The Achreinim are a little bothered. We should know the shir of 10 Tfachim. Nothing to do with Mechitzis or Schach. But the 10 Tfachim need because it's a Diris Rucha. It's Marzalin of Hutzin are going into the 10 Tfachim. It's a problem of Diris Rucha. So, just like the Shia of Zayin al Zayin, you know, you need a Dira. So you need 10 Tfachim of Dira. And Rabbi Kveger points out that the Mechitza really is adding to the Psul. It's encompassing more of the Psul. Because if the only problem would be Dira Srucha, so then if you'd have a Chakak, which has Zayin al Zayin in it, and it would be more than 3 Tfachim away from the wall, there'd be no reason to say it's Psul. The walls are fine, the schach is fine, you need a dira, so the chakak gives you a dira of zayin al zayin by 10 tvachim. It's only because it's not a mechitza b'chusim yud that you can't be mitztayach the chakak with the wall unless it's within 3 tvachim. Like the Gemara says, since you don't have a mechitza, to make a mechitza it has to be within 3 tvachim. Rabbi Kveg is still bothered, but meich tesed is a psul mechitza. Maybe the only psul is dira srucha. So he doesn't answer. I guess the Gemara knew that the psul was the psul mechitza. But the Gemara started off the limud of Aron and Kapiris, which together are 10 tfachim. And since the Shechina doesn't go lamata, so then that shows you that the malami 10 tfachim is nifsik rishusa. But the Gemara said that alone would tell you that the sukkah would be good behadei schacha, behadei schacha. But how do you know that you need the 10 tfachim, the bar mischacha? So how the Gemara brings another limud, the Gemara proves how the wings of the kapiris of the kruvim were 10 tfachim above the kapiris, and seichim says seichim is 10 tfachim. So the Marsha says you need both limudim, because really, in regard to the top, it is a mechitza. In regard to a top, it is a mechitza. It brings the Gemara in Shabbos that if you have a house which is 10 tfachim high, but inside it's not 10 tfachim, the roof is a Rishus Yachid. He says, that we learn out from the Aron and the Kaperis, that the roof, the Negei of the top, it is a Mechitza. The inside is not a Mechitza. The inside needs to be 10 tfachim. That we learn out from the Seichachim, from the Kruvim, that the inside has to be 10 tfachim. But in regard to roof, you learn out from the Aron and the Kaperis that it's already a Mechitza, even if it's Behadei Schacha. The Pnei Yeshua says similar, but the Pnei Yeshua says that for Shabbos and Kalayim, we already know from the Aron and Kaperis. The Din by Seichem is Sukkah. Sukkah, even if the Mechitzas are 10 Tfachim, but the Schach has to be 10 Tfachim. That you learn out from Seichem. Now the truth is, by Sukkah also is the Din of Mechitza besides for the Din Schach. They're both Negeya. If you have the Schach which is above 10 Tfachim, but the Mechitzas are not 10 Tfachim high, so then it's possible. You need the mechitzas to be 10 tfachim high. But that's a din in the mechitza. If you have the mechitzas that are 10 tfachim high, but it's behadei schacha, then your schach isn't 10 tfachim high. But the Marsha is saying that if it's behadei schacha, you don't even have mechitzas. And it brings a Gemara. The Gemara says, is not mechitzas for the banim. It's a karmelis. But the Pei Yeshua is saying, and the problem is you don't have schach. L'chaya, the Pnei Yeshua is mistabe, because when you see from Seichem a din of mechitzas, all you see from Seichem is a din of schach. The Kruvim weren't mechitzas at all. You had the Banim, the Aron and the Kaparis, which needed to be 10 tfachim because of the Shechina. But then you had the Kruvim, which were another 10 tfachim, 10 tfachim off the Aron, and there was Seichem a Kaparisik and the Fayim Lamala, Seichem a Kafayim ala Kaparis, which means that the wings were 10 tfachim above the kaparis. Would you say anything about mechitzas? You see schach. But then again, the Marsha is a Gemara. The Gemara says, when you have a house which is 10 tfachim, including the roof, behadei the roof, the inside is not considered mechitzas. It's not a rishus ayachid. But we had mentioned that that's taka machloikis rishenim, if the problem with the house is no mechitzas, or the problem with the house is another din, that there's no avir. Because the Rishonim asked the Kasha, and we spoke about this in the previous year, how come by the Sukkah where you have a Chakak, we say that the Mechitzas have to be within 3 Tfachim of the Chakak? And it's not Mitztarech if it's not within 3 Tfachim. And by Shabbos, by the Bayis, Shegvo Yud Vein Teicha Yud, we say that it's good enough if you make the Chritz anywhere. So Moshe Shainim make a chulin Shabbos and Sukkah. That Sukkah need mechitzas smuchas and skak, and need the fanes. And that's why it doesn't work unless it's within three tvachim of the chagat. Mashenkin the Shabbos just lumnay regular ram to make a hefsik. So even if it's in two different places, it can make a hefsik. So according to Moshe Shainim, would seem like the Marsha, that when you have the 10 tvachim, including the roof, that's a ksarin and mechitzas, because they bring a raya from that Gemara, that the mechitza can be mistire from two different places. But Taisus Shanim and Shabbos says the Teretz, no, here you have mechitzas. Since from the outside you have mechitzas, you have mechitzas. What's the problem? The problem is you don't have others. That's why you don't need three tvachim. So you see from the Taisus Shanim, it's not a ksarin and mechitzas. As long as the mechitzas are 10 tvachim high, the mechitzas for the inside as well. So why would the Gemara say you need 10 tvachim the bar mischachim? Because of the schach, and that would be like the Pnei Yeshua, that the din of seichem is not a din of mechitzas, it's a din of schach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.